Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Enjoying Success with Sharon Michaels on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. This is Sharon Michaels of SharonMichaels.com, and welcome to Women Enjoying Success Radio. Thank you so much for listening, and I believe that together we can achieve and even exceed our wildest expectations. There is definitely synergy and energy when we come together like this to discuss positive and empowering ways to succeed and enjoy our lives. The goal of this program and every Women Enjoying Success broadcast is to take an empowered look at how today's women are achieving and enjoying abundance, success, and prosperity. Together, we can become even more self-confident, determined, and successful. You can read more about my coaching programs and products at SharonMichaels.com. And of course, check out my goal achieving paperback and Kindle, 21 Days to Living Your Dreams, a step-by-step approach to achieving your goals and living the life of your dreams, available on Amazon.com, where you can purchase it as a paperback or a Kindle. And if you're buying the Kindle edition, you can download it to your ebook reader immediately. Before we begin, here's my recommendation. Get pen and paper ready, because I know you're going to want to make some notes and jot down a few ahas. Again, I'm Sharon Michaels, and I teach you how to do business successfully. For over 25 years, I've been coaching and mentoring women just like you and me to greater personal and professional success. And over the years, I've realized that many of us are reluctant to ask for referrals. Are you still not sure that you should even bother with asking for referrals? If so, let me share a few eye-opening facts that I've discovered over the years. Everyone knows that word of mouth is powerful, don't we? The word of a trusted friend goes so much farther than any advertisement or marketing message. But you may not know just how powerful word of mouth is. Nielsen research shows that 92% of people trust their friends and family more than what they hear anywhere else. Some studies put that estimate even higher. People are reluctant to give a new product a try, but if that product is recommended by a trusted friend, they're much more likely to do it. Nielsen research also said that consumers are 77% more likely to try a new product when they hear about it from others. So let me ask you again, are you reluctant to ask for referrals? All in all, referral marketing is powerful, and it takes minimal investment from you to do it. Compared to other forms of advertising and marketing, it's a very inexpensive way to get the word out. So what is a quality referral? I found in my own experience, there's a real difference between a good referral that's going to help you reach your business goals and a weak referral that's not. Referrals are all about quality, not quantity. Here's a huge aha. Referrals are about relationships. The foundation of a quality referral is the relationship you have with your customer. I'm going to say that again. The foundation of a quality referral is the relationship you have with your customer. You both need to understand each other. A customer or a client who doesn't understand your business fully may not represent it to others. This won't get you any referrals. By the same token, they need to feel that they can truly and fully trust you and can stand by you. because they're vouching for you. And to some extent, their referral affects their credibility with their network. Since it's all about the referrer understanding your business, it's essential that you communicate how your business runs and what you're looking for as a referral. Tell your referrers exactly what you're looking for. Don't let them guess. It may be helpful to say something like, "You know, I need more people like you." And if they can understand why your business appeals to them personally, this can help them identify others who would be good prospects for you. The other side of the equation is that you have to understand your ideal market or your clients or your customers' expectations so that you can meet them. Here's what I've learned in my own business, and I suggest this to my coaching clients. The best way to separate high quality and weak referrals is to have a good tracking system in place. You'll see patterns emerge regarding which referrals bring you quality leads and business. So measure the performance and analyze the results to discover what is working best for you. What system of getting referrals is working best for you? That's called a return on your investment. And right now, it's the investment of time and energy, and maybe even money that you've cultivated in your customers and clients to begin with, and now you're asking them for quality referrals. Decide which system of asking for referrals is working out best for you. So how do you get referral traffic if you're not working exclusively with your customers and clients? Well, there's guest blogging, and I've mentioned that before. I believe guest blogging is a great way to attract new people to your site. This is where you write a blog and submit it to another blog. They post it on their site, and their readers get a taste of your content, and then click your link to find out more. Here's another suggestion. Social media. I'm a huge believer that social media is here to stay, and it is a great marketing tool if you use it wisely. Social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn are great ways to get referral traffic. They can get your content to a much wider audience. The most important thing when it comes to anything social media is to keep the content focused on the readers and their interest, and avoid anything self-promotional that could be taken as spam. Also, remember to share, comment, and engage with other people's content as well. And here's a key that I've learned. Don't promote. Content for referral traffic should never be promotional. No one cares about the deals you offer before they get to know you, like you, and trust you. Save that for your advertising. Instead, make the content informative and helpful. Think of it as a way to give new people a taste of the quality you offer. Build a relationship with them and then start making your offers. To me, referrals are all about the relationships that you're building with other people. What do you think? Can you see the value in asking for referrals from your clients, from your customers, from your friends, from your family, from your professional network? There's power when someone else refers you to their network of friends, family, and business associates. So think carefully about referrals. If I were you, I'd make one day a week where you just work asking for referrals. A reminder, you can download and listen to all of the Women Enjoying Success programs 24/7 right here on your computer. And they're also available through iTunes under Women Enjoying Success as a free podcast. You can read more about my coaching programs and products at SharonMichaels.com. And of course, check out my goal achieving paperback and Kindle, 21 Days to Living Your Dreams, available on Amazon.com. And in fact, Check out all of my business and personal development books that I have available as downloadable Kindles on Amazon. Keep up with me on Twitter at Sharon Michaels and on Facebook, where I invite you to join the discussion on my Facebook page, Women Enjoying Success. I'm going to leave you with this quotation from Bo Bennett. In sales, a referral is the key to the door of resistance. Well, this is Sharon Michaels saying, I believe in you. And until next time, enjoy all of your successes and thank you so much for listening.